It is a case that's grown in the last several months out of Eastern Michigan University, a sex assault case from the university involving at least two dozen young people who attend the school, and they are looking for compensation involving sexual assaults that they say occurred while they're on campus. Todd Flood is the Detroit Area Defense Attorney working on this case. Todd, glad you could join us here this morning on WJR.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us where the case stands right now. I understand that there have been additions to the case in terms of the number of people involved.
There have been. So we're up to 23 survivors that are female and one male survivor that have filed suit. And myself, Mike Weaver, and Megan Benani are the lead counsel in the case as plaintiff's attorneys. And the number is growing. So currently we have 35 victims that, as we continue going forward, we'll add to the complaint. But as you can see from the lawsuit, I mean, it's over 500 pages long. It takes a lot to put the case together, and a lot of reports and emails and accounts. And sitting down with survivors is not, it's not mm-hmm. a one-time thing. You sit down with a young lady that has gone through just an ugly, ugly situation. It takes mm-hmm. time to put together. So we are progressing forward. And as you could see from last week, the protest that took place, that stems from a young lady that was victimized back on August 28th and 29th after a fraternity party that took place. And one of the common denominators in this case, and I speak to parents all the time, is sending kids off to college is, the alcohol, the fraternities, mm-hmm. And the like, and putting people in vulnerable spots. Obviously, we don't do the same thing we do sober as we do intoxicated, and mm-hmm. young people intoxicated is not always a good mix.
Todd, this is just a terrible tragedy. I mean, these allegations, 23, the number 23, in case you're just joining us, of people saying that they have been abused. Are these claims specifically just against these two fraternities mentioned, Delta and Alpha Sigma Phi?
No. So there's 24 victims in total right now that have filed okay. suit. 23 women and one male.
All right,
so
thank
24
you.
24 in total. And no, there's a sorority in one case, as you could see, in a pledge situation. Two sorority sisters took a young pledge to a fraternity house and got her intoxicated as a pledge. And then one of the assailants that, took advantage of her, we allege in the complaint that the hazing that took place by the sorority. You see the common denominator, Sean, there's one criminal defendant who's been bound over to circuit court for trial. He raped over 11 women. And Title IX at Eastern Michigan University knew about this man back in January of 2016, where an allegation of a young lady found in a shower half naked in his dorm room who had just left a fraternity party, who was assaulted, that put notice to Title IX. So to answer your question specifically, it's not just the fraternities. It's not just the sororities. It's Eastern Michigan University for their mismanagement of how to take care of and protect young students from being, victims of assailants, and mismanaging the Title IX. And if you want to, in layman's terms, Title IX for a lot of us in the world is like the human resource department. We're there to protect, right? Human resources is supposed to do the investigation and protect. Well, Title IX is supposed to protect and make sure that the school is not discriminating based on sex. And obviously here, there were so many red flags. It's this indifference, this gross negligence, the you know, where you turn the blind eye and you fail to act. In the criminal world, we call that misconduct in office or a neglect of duty. In the civil world, where, you know, there's a claim, it's a negligence and gross negligence and this indifference that's taking place. So we're asking for not just monetary damages. We're asking for non-monetary damages as well. There needs to be a change, and there needs to be, you know, stricter guidelines just like we are doing in the Nassar case. There needs to be a bigger, overwhelming sweep across the country so that this doesn't happen.
Todd, here as we continue, and we're just almost out of time, but I did want to say the university, I know, has released several statements certainly in the last couple of months, saying that they have met with these victims, the alleged victims, that they've talked with them, that they are trying to do make changes within the university system that will prevent these problems in the future. You're saying that the university has not responded in a manner that really will prevent this from happening in the future. Am I getting that right?
To some extent, yes. So what happens back in time, you have to turn back the hands of time. So what happens is a young lady goes in and explains that she was assaulted, or reports it to a mandated reporter of the EMU Police Department. The EMU Police Department is supposed to give it to Title IX to do an investigation to make sure the young lady is protected on the campus. She would go into the Title IX office. She would be told that, you know, it's going to be your word against his word. It's really not anything we can do about it. Then in turn after that, they would send these subsequent emails to the young lady: we're concerned about you, we're thinking about mm-hmm. you. And you know, it's very difficult for a victim when you've been traumatized to be told to your face, hey, listen, there's nothing we can do for you. But then in turn, when you turn around and send these CYA emails, it makes it sound as though that's what the university is doing. And then all of a sudden, you see the disparity in treatment. And why is it? What's the motive? What would be the reason a university would want to cover this up? There's so many. The Clery Act, to make sure that, you know, you can recruit, to make sure that people come to your campus. And it's all national stats, because you can go on to the Secretary of State for Education and find out how many assaults take place on each and every campus they're supposed to report.